Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Scott Duncan, organizer of the Food for the Pantries event coming up later this month. Indianola fundraising again for Food for the Pantries. Tell us a little bit about this upcoming event later in March.
On March 27th, that's a Saturday, we are doing another Food for the Pantry pickup. This will be our fourth. Same things apply. You put anything on your porch, patio, and deck, and we send volunteers out to pick it up. And you have to have everything out before 11 o'clock that day. And we're going to have a drop-off spot at Grace Church across from the police and fire station, and the Indianola Dollar General parking lot across from Sports Page by the big tree.
All right, well, for people who maybe don't know or didn't hear about the previous ones, talk a little bit about the origins of Food for the Pantries and kind of how the overall system works.
Yeah, so Food for the Pantries, pretty simple. We saw a big need during COVID, obviously, of unemployment, just losing opportunities, people needing help. So Food for the Pantry, we kind of keep it nice and COVID friendly. We allow you to put everything out, and then we pick everything up, and then we have a list of churches in the area, and then we distribute that food to those churches and to the Warren County Helping Hand.
All right, well, tell people how they can participate if they want to obviously get behind this great cause and what they need to do to go about doing that.
Yeah, so if you go on to, right now we just have a Facebook page, it's Feed It Forward Indianola. There is a website coming soon, by the way. And if you log on to Feed It Forward Indianola on Facebook, you can just go to the events page, or you can send your address to the page or the event or to me, Scott Duncan, and we instantly add you to the list, and then we begin pickups that day.
All right, well, there's also kind of a little thing special, I think, that goes along with each Food for the Pantries pickup. Tell us a little bit about what is extra going into this month's event.
Yeah, so rather than a clothes drive or something like that, like we did in the winter, this year we're going to try to feed it forward to those in need by taking donations for gift cards. We're going to buy those gift cards from locally owned restaurants, and we're going to help those restaurants again this year by buying gift cards from them, but we're going to feed those forward to the needy rather than the essential at this time. So it should be really nice to let these people who probably haven't been out in a very long time to get out and enjoy something here in town.
Well, I know you're a big part of organizing this, and I know I really appreciate your hard work, but this isn't just a one-man show, so talk a little bit about the community's involvement in helping put this together and kind of what that means, that sense of community during these times.
Yeah, that's the most special part about Feed It Forward throughout the last 13 months. It's been rewarding to see, for instance, when we go to these places to buy the gift cards, it's really nice that these people, even though they're struggling, they'll sometimes add $100 or add a match to what we buy, and that's really special that they know that it's going to something bigger and better than us and to help people that are in need. And then, of course, the outpouring of bags of food. The original one was right at, I think, 200 bags. The next one was 225, then 250. This last one was 275 and an additional 100 bags of clothing. So it's just, the outpour is unbelievable now, how big it's getting and how people are actually coming together and doing this. And I couldn't do it without my volunteers. They're all people that have grown up here in Iowa and been held offices in this town and done great things in this town. And without these volunteers, I wouldn't be able to do it.
All right, well, one final time, talk about this upcoming event, the details, date, times, and what people need to do to participate to, again, this great cause.
You bet. 2 weeks from this Saturday, which will be March 27th, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can drop off any food items at Grace Church across from the police department, or you can drop them off at Dollar General's parking lot across from the sports page by the big tree, or you can leave everything on your porch, patio, and deck by 11 a.m., and our volunteers will graciously come and pick those up. We'll bring those to all the local churches and drop them off that day and to Helping Hand. To donate, you can donate on our page. There's also a fundraiser part on the page that you'll see where you can donate money to go directly to the gift cards.
Thanks to Scott Duncan for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.